Hello, my name is Natalie Savelle. Welcome to the Stepmom Strong podcast. This show is for stepmamas or anyone dating a parent, really, all about how to navigate the challenges that come up in this complicated and often underestimated role. I'll be bringing you tips, tricks, validation, and support so that you know that you don't have to feel alone in this role, and there are ways to make things a little less overwhelming. I hope you enjoy. Hello, all you wonderful listeners who have found this podcast despite me not yet promoting it. You are awesome for finding it. It shows me that you are a super dedicated stepmama, so please recognize yourselves for that. I'm popping on here just to do a quick little episode about the benefits of actively working on your relationship. It is so important that we work and put intention, effort, and energy into our relationships. I am actually driving in the car right now, so if you hear background noise, that's why. I wanted to talk about the benefits of putting work into your relationship and why it's particularly important in a step couple. Something like 70% of second marriages end in divorce where there are kids involved. As we know, we don't learn how to have healthy relationships in this culture. It's not something they talk about at school. Most of us have not had healthy examples in our lives, and there's just nowhere to be found how to have a healthy relationship if you haven't been around one. So add to that the stressors of an unpredictable ex, maybe. Add to that the idea of jumping into a situation where you're all of a sudden in a parenting role, which is a huge identity kind of mind crazy shift that goes on, right, when you step into a step-parenting role. So you add all that together, and it's a recipe for a lot of stress and a lot of disconnection in the step couple. And most stepmoms that I talk to, they are in the situations they're in because they found someone that they really love, that they're excited to share a life with, and they think, oh, I can, you know, the kids will be fine, we can handle this, we love each other enough. And then they get it down the road a few months, maybe 6 months or so, and all of a sudden they're like, oh my gosh, this is way harder than I expected. I never would have thought that it could be this hard. And they don't have the tools and skills to prepare themselves for the challenges. I personally think that everyone should go through some kind of counseling before they get married, let alone when they're jumping into a blended family situation. A lot of people do it way too quickly, and it ends up being way more overwhelming than they expect. So I just want to put it out there that all the experts that I've interviewed, that I've spoken to, when you ask them what is the number one thing you can do to help yourself be well in a blended family, they say get professional support. Okay, they all say that getting professional support is the number one thing you can do to ensure that you all have a successful blending experience and that your step couple makes it and is able to thrive with connection and enjoyment, right? Because we don't just want to be in the situation and not be having fun or enjoying our significant other because we're so stressed out by the external stressors, right? That's no fun at all and no way to live. There can be so much value and benefit to being in a romantic relationship with someone you love. And I would hate to see you all squander that because the kids are frustrating you or because the ex is doing things that you don't agree with or because, you know, you haven't been able to talk about the things that are so important for you guys to talk about. So this stuff is really, really relevant. It is so, so important, especially because of the kids that are involved. They've already been through a divorce once, right? I am the child of multiple divorces, and so I know firsthand, I know personally the effects and the impacts that divorce can have on a child. And I think one of the most challenging, I mean, my dad's second divorce was harder for me than my parents' divorce. The one where he divorced my stepmom was way, way harder for me than my parents' divorce. So it really does have a major impact. And if we're yelling at each other all the time in front of the kids, or we're not showing affection, we're literally teaching, not only are we doing ourselves damage, but we're teaching our kids what a relationship looks like. They're picking up on it just by being around us. And they're most likely going to replicate that when they get older. Like, that is just so, it's just the way that it goes. Like, think about it, how your parents were, and look at your own relationship and see if there are some similarities, or if you learned anything about love or what it is to be in a romantic relationship by watching your parents, or just picking up on stuff, right? We just pick up on stuff as kids. I tell step-parents all the time that it's not necessarily what you say, it's more what you do. Kids pick up on things energetically. They're not necessarily going to listen to what you say. They're more likely going to pick up on who you are and how you're being. If you think about that, a really great example is like cigarette smoking. A lot of parents smoke cigarettes and they tell their kids, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke, don't smoke. But like 95% of smokers had parents who smoked, had a parent who smoked, right? I had that experience myself. My dad was a smoker. I thought smoking was so bad for so long. I ended up smoking through college because you learn energetically. You learn how people are being. You learn from the decisions that they're making about their own lives, about how much they're loving themselves and accepting themselves or not. That's how we learn to relate to ourselves. So by having a less than awesome relationship, you're not only destroying, like, just being destructive towards yourself and your partner, but you're also teaching your kids something that they're looking up to and observing and picking up on, whether you say it or whether you know it or, you know, acknowledge it or not. So it is so worth putting the time, effort, investment, energy, intention into your relationship and making sure that that is healthy and strong. I'm not the only one who calls the step couple the foundation of the blended family, because it is. If you and your partner are on the same team, if you and your partner are feeling good in your relationship, feeling connected romantically, emotionally, mentally, you are going to be able to withstand the kids acting up, the ex being off the walls, whatever other challenges that come your way. You're going to feel like you have a teammate and you're going to feel like you can handle it, right? That your foundation is strong, that you guys have worked to build it up, worked on communication, worked on knowing each other, worked on respecting each other, right? So all that to say, I'm obviously super passionate about people doing the work that they need to do so that they can be healthy, healthy examples, healthy within themselves. And I actually created a workbook for step couples that have 8 of the basic principles I think it takes to have a healthy relationship, especially within a step couple. And I made a workbook out of it. So it's about 16 pages, and there's topics such as common communication pitfalls and resolutions. Another topic is expectations, what's typical and not for a blended family so that both people can get on the same page. There's values exercises so you can see. I have seen and experienced that knowing your partner's values makes a really huge difference in your ability to understand their parenting style, your ability to understand how they interact with the ex maybe or other people in your life. So the values exercise just really sheds light. What we want is to build compassion and understanding and a team mentality within the step couple, right? So that's one way that we can do that. I also have in there communication styles, different communication styles, and what you're really saying when you communicate in a certain way and what the results of that are, right? I also have in there mentality, like how important mindset is to bring to a relationship and how you can be sure to have a positive attitude towards your significant other, no matter what, and how to kind of foster that. There's also a section in there on reigniting the flame. So ways to kind of liven things up, make things spicy again if things have started to get stale or bland. And this workbook is intended for both people to participate and look at. What I've seen is that a lot of times a stepmom comes to me and she wants support, but maybe her partner or husband doesn't want support. He doesn't want to come to a professional and talk through his problems. A lot of the problems are personal, and maybe he feels like a failure if he has to do that. So this workbook is a way to be able to learn the things you need to learn, look at yourself in a new way, and see where you might be falling short for both people to do that, and then learn how you can resolve that and things that you can work towards in order to be a healthy, strong step couple. Because I'm sure that you both want each other to be happy, right? So this is just a way to do that in a very non-confrontational way that's very accessible. So I'm super excited to offer it. As you can probably tell, it's on my website right now, www.nataliesavelle.com/resources. And for Cyber Monday only, for until tomorrow morning, it's going to be on there for $22. So you just click the link to sign up to get the email that will enable you to purchase the workbook, and then you'll get a downloadable copy. I also have a deal running right now. For just $47, you can get the workbook with a 30-minute session that you can schedule for yourself and or your significant other. So you can come to the 30 minutes either by yourself or come with your significant other with a plan to talk about what you did in the workbook or talk about what your specific challenges are and get some personalized support with whatever you're dealing with. And you can either come by yourself or with your significant other. And the reason for that is if he's open to it, great. If not, that's okay too. There's a lot that you can do on your own to make changes within the relationship. So I think it still helps to bring the workbook material to a professional in a personalized way where you can get personalized support and talk about what you need to talk about and get guidance to really move forward in a positive and productive way. So that's it for today. I just wanted to let you all know that was out there and why I created it and why I think it's important. I hope you guys will jump on this opportunity. Again, it's www.nataliesavelle.com/resources. www.nataliesavelle.com/resources. So it will be in the description of this episode. And my name is spelled a little bit funny, so it can be kind of confusing to find, but I'm sure that you can find it. And if not, just reach out to me. I'm on Facebook, Stepmom Strong. And I hope you all are having a wonderful Cyber Monday. It's rainy here, and I hope this recording sounds good and you're picking up what I'm putting down. And for now, the grass is green where you water it, so go ahead and get your watering cans out. All right, take care, everyone. Have a great day. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to write a review so that more people can find this podcast. Show notes, resources, anything mentioned on the interview, you can find on my website, www.nataliesavelle.com/podcast. And I will see you next time. Make it a wonderful week.